This is National Native News. I'm Art Hughes, in for Antonio Gonzalez. The word squaw is derogatory and is on its way out for any federal places bearing the name. That's the bottom line of a formal declaration by U.S. Department of Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. The order also includes an investigation to replace other derogatory names. Haaland's action forms a task force to identify and replace what she says are racist terms used by the federal government. She says names should celebrate a shared cultural heritage, not to, in her words, perpetuate the legacies of oppression. Earlier this year, the privately owned California ski resort changed its name from Squaw Valley after decades of pressure from local tribes. At least two states have laws prohibiting using the word for place names. The federal legislation known as Savannah's Act has seen its first deadline come and go, and at least two members of Congress are seeking answers. The act to facilitate better coordination and expand data collection to combat the crisis of missing and murdered indigenous women calls for the Justice Department to give regular reports to Congress. The act was signed into law in October 2020. No reports from DOJ are scheduled. Washington State Republican Dan Newhouse issued a statement saying he is deeply disappointed that the deadline was missed given the extent of the crisis in his state and across the country. California Democrat Norma Torres urges complete transparency from the department relating to the act's implementation. The law was named for Savannah LaFontaine Graywind, a pregnant 22-year-old Spirit Lake Dakota woman who was murdered in 2017. Another bipartisan group of lawmakers are calling on the U.S. Attorney General to act on recommendations on a report by the General Accounting Office that finds, among other things, there is no comprehensive data on missing and murdered indigenous people. Noted Lakota elder Marcella LeBeau has died. She was a decorated World War II veteran serving as a nurse in the U.S. Army Nurse Corps. A citizen of the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe, she served on that nation's council for 4 years. This month, she was inducted into the Native American Hall of Fame at age 102. She told Native America Calling producer Andy Murphy how much she appreciated the recognition.
You know, I've had many honors in my life, but to be honored by Native American people is the greatest honor I've ever received.
LeBeau served as the director of nursing at the Eagle Butte IHS Hospital, and among other things, she was known for her leadership in health and wellness and health policy. She was also a champion of the effort to rescind the Medals of Honor from the soldiers who participated in the Wounded Knee Massacre in 1890. At the Presidential Candidates Forum in 2019, she asked each of the candidates the same question, whether they would support the Remove the Stain Act.
Back on our reservation, on the Cheyenne River Reservation, there is a pervasive sadness that exists there because of Wounded Knee and what happened there. We have descendants living on our reservation and Standing Rock, and there has never been closure to Wounded Knee. They gave 20 Medals of Honor to soldiers of the 7th Cavalry for bravery and whatever else they called it. They murdered women and children, and Bigfoot, who was ill with pneumonia, lying there, no weapon, under a flag of truce.
Marcella LeBeau celebrated her 102nd birthday in October before traveling to the First Americans Museum, where she was inducted with seven others into the Native American Hall of Fame. She died on Sunday. With National Native News, I'm Art Hughes.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian, presenting a virtual talk with acclaimed glass artist Preston Singletary on his work with Northwest Coast and Tlingit imagery, starting December 1st at americanindian.si.edu. COVID-19 vaccine booster shots are available for adults who got their second shot at least 6 months ago or J&J at least 2 months ago. A booster dose protects against COVID-19 and the Delta variant. This message from the Johns Hopkins Center for American Indian Health, who support this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.